From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 and 475 kHz, and also website voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo officially inaugurates the kickoff of 2023 ASEAN Chairmanship. Charisma Event Nusantara 2023 present tourism attraction and creative economy. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian Chairmanship 2023 kickoff was held at the Hotel Indonesia Roundabout on Sunday morning. President Joko Widodo conveyed optimism for ASEAN even though it is overshadowed by the global uncertainty. The head of state also emphasized that Indonesia is determined to direct ASEAN cooperation in 2023 to continue and strengthen ASEAN's relevance in responding to regional and global challenges, and strengthen ASEAN's position as the center of regional economic growth for the prosperity of the ASEAN people.
Tahun ini Indonesia menjadi ketua ASEAN di tengah-tengah situasi global yang sangat tidak mudah.
This year, Indonesia becomes the chair of ASEAN amid very difficult global situation. Economic crisis, energy crisis, food crisis, wars are all happening. But I believe that ASEAN is still important and relevant for the people, for the region, and for the world. That ASEAN still continue to contribute to peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific, then ASEAN will continue to be able to maintain economic growth, and ASEAN matters, the epicentrum of growth. And by saying Bismillahirrahmanirrahim this morning, I officially declared the 2023 ASEAN-Indonesia Chairmanship begins. The inauguration of the 2023 ASEAN-Indonesia Chairmanship was a collaboration of the Jakarta Provincial Government and the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo joined the Archipelago Parade or Walking Together to the Hotel Indonesia Roundabout, which was also participated in by the ambassadors of friendly countries and representatives of international organizations. The Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy launched the Charisma Event Nusantara 2023 program at the Keong Mas IMAX Theater Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Jakarta on Saturday. By presenting quality local events, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno to Voice of Indonesia stated that in Charisma Event Nusantara 2023, there are extraordinary tourist attraction and creative economy. To be more attractive, it also features sportive event. In this year, we also add sportive, namely sport, music, and also creative events. And this presents more tourist attraction. This year, KEN or Charisma Event Nusantara has again summarized 110 leading events that have been curated from 291 events proposed by provincial tourism offices throughout Indonesia. The curation process itself was done from November to December 2022 by a team of professional curators. Meanwhile, the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, said that there was a need for quality events to boost 2.4 million visits by foreign tourists and 1.4 billion visits by domestic tourists. At the launch of the Karisma Event Nusantara or KEN 2023 program at the Kiong Mas IMAX Theater Taman Mini Indonesia Indah in Jakarta on Saturday, Sandiaga Uno stated that quality events were the key to revive the economy.
Saya melihat dari setiap event, mulai dari Sabang sampai Merauke,
I see from every event, from Sabang to Merauke, all of them are capable of driving the regional economy, and starting from cultural events, sporting events, to events related to festivals. I also see that we can do the key to economic revival if these events can be done with higher quality. Sandiaga Uno further said that the current events felt different from previous ones. The current events now feel intimate and casual. What is also important, according to him, is that current events can benefit micro, small, and medium enterprises. Meanwhile, earlier, President Joko Widodo said that the year 2023 is expected to be an opportune time for recovering and expediting the growth of Indonesia's tourism sector, with the government planning to hold several prominent tourism events. The president remarked virtually at the launch of the Karisma Event Nusantara Festival on Saturday. The government has also launched the Proud of Made in Indonesia Products National Movement to get more people to visit domestic tourism destinations. With the movement, the number of domestic tourists is expected to double compared to 2022. The president said, collaboration and cooperation are required to improve the quality of destinations, hold more attractive tourism activities and events, as well as increase business competitiveness through innovation and creativity. The Bali provincial government has prepared 5,000 doses of the second COVID-19 booster shot of the Pfizer brand for tourism workers on the island. Bali Deputy Governor Cokorda Oke Arte Ardana Sukawati remarked in Denpasar, Bali on Saturday that tourism workers in Bali are prioritized for getting the vaccination doses as they are close to foreign tourists. He explained that as Bali is wide open, some foreign countries do not require their citizens to be vaccinated against COVID-19. In response to this, the Bali administration adopts some approaches, such as ensuring that foreign tourists arriving on the island are not exposed to COVID-19 by checking their body temperature at the airport. The second approach is to strengthen the immunity of tourism workers. The Bangka Belitung Islands provincial government has asked the Transportation Ministry to reopen international flights at Belitung Airport to increase foreign tourist arrivals in the region. Acting head of the province's Tourism, Culture, Youth and Sports Office, Herwanita said on Saturday that since the COVID-19 pandemic, international flights to the province have been closed to prevent virus transmission. Currently, public activity restrictions have been revoked, and she hoped that the Ministry of Transportation will reopen international flights to Belitung. Belitung Island is one of the government's 10 priority tourism destinations, so it has huge potential to draw tourists. Tourism activities can contribute to the local economy. For that reason, she also asked airlines to add domestic flights to Belitung and Bangka Islands. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is set to kick off his 2024 White House bid on Saturday, with visits to a pair of early voting states, his first campaign event since launching his bid more than 2 months ago. Trump will be the keynote speaker at the New Hampshire Republican Party's annual meeting before traveling to Columbia, South Carolina, where he is set to unveil his leadership team at the State House. The states hold two of the party's first three nominating contests, giving them enormous power in selecting its nominee. Ukraine's Air Force on Saturday, January the 28th, denied a newspaper report saying it intended to get 24 fighter jets from allies, saying talks about potential deliveries were still continuing. Spain's El País newspaper, citing Air Force spokesperson Yun Ignat, said Ukraine initially wanted two squadrons of 12 planes each, preferably Boeing F-16 jets. But in a statement provided to Ukraine's Babel outlet on Saturday, Ignat said his comments to a media briefing on Friday had been misinterpreted. Ignat told the Friday briefing that F-16s might be the best option for a multi-role fighter to replace the country's current fleet of aging Soviet-era warplanes. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of the week is on President appreciates the staff in handling the pandemic. President Joko Widodo officially opened the National Coordination Meeting for the transition of COVID-19 handling and national economic recovery, which was held at the Ministry of Finance Building, Jakarta, on Thursday, January the 26th. In his remarks, the head of state appreciated his staff in handling the COVID-19 pandemic and the Indonesian economy. The president considers that the challenge of dealing with a pandemic is not an easy one. Moreover, at the same time, they also have to deal with the impact on the Indonesian economy. On the same occasion, the president also explained a number of steps taken by the government in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic that has hit Indonesia and countries in the world since 2020. According to the president, the first step taken by the government is to carry out macro and micro management effectively so that all parties are involved in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. The second step taken by the government is to carry out good synergy and collaboration between the central government, regional governments, to the military and police. This can be seen from the number of COVID-19 vaccines that have been injected into the public, which has reached 448 million doses. The third step taken is to carry out gas and brake management in order to balance health and the national economy. The president said this step was not an easy thing to do. In addition, the government also makes decisions and acts quickly in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. However, the speed in acting is adjusted to the data in the field. Finally, the president considered the large amount of public participation in dealing with the pandemic and the national economy as the step that most supports the government's success in handling the pandemic. Entering the transition period of the COVID-19 pandemic, various programs handled by the Committee for Handling COVID-19 and National Economic Recovery will be returned and handled by the respective ministries or agencies. That was Spotlight of the Week. I'll start today in history with January the 19th, 1950. General Sudirman dies. General Sudirman died in Magelang on January the 29th, 1950 at the age of 34. Before he died, Sudirman was a guerrilla fighter against the Dutch colonialists from forest to forest while fighting chronic tuberculosis. His last position was Commander-in-Chief of Indonesian National Armed Forces. General Sudirman continues to be respected by the Indonesian people to this day. The 100-kilometer guerrilla routes he takes must be followed by Indonesian cadets before graduating from the military academy. On December the 10th, 1964, he was declared a national hero of Indonesia. Turning to January the 29th, 1996, France stops nuclear testing forever. On January 29, 1996, the French government finally decided to stop nuclear testing in the South Pacific. The decision was taken a day after France conducted its sixth and largest nuclear test in the region. The trial was met with opposition from both within the country and internationally. Finally, the French president at the time, Jacques Chirac, relented. In the same year, France signed a nuclear-free zone agreement in the South Pacific. France also signed the Comprehensive Agreement on the Prohibition of Nuclear Tests, which automatically ends all plans for future nuclear tests. I'll end today in history with January the 29th, 2013. SC-80 or SCAT Airlines Flight 760 crash. On January the 29, 2013, SCAT Air Flight 760, a Bombardier CRJ-200 aircraft operated by SCAT Airlines, crashed in a dense fog area near Almaty, Kazakhstan, killing all 16 passengers and 5 crew on board. The plane, flying from Kokshetau to Almaty, crashed approximately 5 kilometers from Almaty's main airport near the village of Kiziltu at 1 p.m. local time. SCAT Air said in a statement that no one survived the incident. That was today in history.
Listener, in this segment, Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a postcard from Kazuhito Taki in Japan. He was listening to Japanese programs of our broadcast. Hello, Mr. Taki. Thank you for your reception report on Japanese programs. Your postcard has been delivered to the Japanese section. Please be patient to wait for the reply. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Here is the song.
Sangka mendera, memburamkan harap.
That was the first song presented by Voice of Indonesia. And you're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, website voinews.id and RRI Play Your mobile app. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia to host the F1 Powerboat World Championship until 2027. The Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports, Zainuddin Amali, said Lake Toba has been chosen as one of the hosts of the F1 Powerboat or F1H2O World Championship for the next 5 years or until 2027. According to Minister Zainuddin Amali, Tuesday in Jakarta, the Powerboat World Championship was organized by Union International Mononautic or UIM and sponsored by H2O, so it is often referred to as F1H2O. This championship is the highest class in the powerboat race, which also bears the name F1, like car racing. This year, Lake Toba will open a series of the world's most prestigious superfast boat racing series in 2023 from February 24th until 26. Minister Zainuddin Amali revealed that the F1 powerboat event was one of the efforts to encourage destinations on Lake Toba to be included in Indonesia's tourism super priorities. Thus, he hopes that this activity will have a positive impact on the community, one of which is increasing the economy both on a regional and national scale. Meanwhile, Maya Watono, who is one of those in charge of the activity, confirmed that the route or track for the F1 Powerboat or F1H2O World Championship event in Lake Toba, North Sumatra, will be the most unique in the world. According to her, this circuit is different and unique from the others because the track is in a volcanic lake and is the first time it has been held on Lake Toba with a track length of about 2.2 kilometers. Apart from being the world's most unique shape, geographically, the condition of Lake Toba makes the air around the race quite cool. In contrast to Sharjah, United Arab Emirates, which is in an artificial lake with hot weather. As for the success of this event, internet connectivity and telecommunication facilities in the F1 powerboat will be on par with MotoGP event in Mandalika, Lombok. That was My Indonesia Today.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Now we will reply to an email from Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. In his email, he said his cell phone was out of order, that's why not connected to VOI properly. Hello Mr. Abbas, how are you? It has been a long time. Voice of Indonesia has not received your email. We're in good condition, thank you for your attention. I'm really sorry for your cell phone, but now I'm really glad because you'll be always keep in touch with us. To brighten up your day, I will play a beautiful song special for you, Mr. Kalab Abbas. Happy listening!
Turn the headphone up. Check. Yeah. Yo. It's a brand new day, brand new day. Decent jeans and a brand new J. Sense of sunshine, I'm a brand new shade. Sipping on a cup of tea and a creme brulee. I've been working so hard like Ye. Second man is so thick like a Kim Kardashian. Wanna go home, so we go to ballet. Flying high like with Jasmine and Prince Ale. Do whatever that you want, nothing to lose. You want to live once, show what you got. And you don't stop, put in the effort then you be on top. Be like LeBron, be like MJ. Give it all like Leona Messi. Practice and practice till you get the palace and you're the future in your galactic.
Ain't gotta give up, none to bring me down. Ain't gotta give up, none to bring me down. You ain't gotta give up, none to bring you down.
on a diamond ring. Not to mention that I'm paying all the bills, so I gotta put in work cause somebody else will. Just finished 3 shows this week. News I gotta write, I ain't got no sleep. Haters be talking, but I ain't weak. I'ma keep my mouth shut while I keep my checks big, man. Go down in history. It's so much, you end up in misery. Used to be a sad girl and no one missing me. Now I wake up to people trying to sound like me. Do you know who I am? I guess not. Even don't show respect, well goodbye. Friends to the fake one? Hell nah, boy, if you know what you want.
Baby, don't give up, but don't give up, don't give up. None to bring me down.
Yeah,
ain't gonna give up.
Come on,
none to bring me down. Nothing can bring you down. Nothing can bring you down.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna give up.
Don't give up. Don't give up.
None to bring you down. You ain't gonna give up.
Don't gonna give up now.
None to bring you down.
Nothing can bring you down, eh? Not tonight. Not tonight, man.
Yo, I've been listening to Ra all my life, eh?
Hey, hey,
you're listening to it now.
Right.
And you feel the beat. Hey,
let's go.
Give it up.
Let's go.
Give it up.
Hey,
hey,
let's
hey.
Go.
When a beat drops.
Still tuning in on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325-4750 kHz and website voinews.id, also RRI Playo mobile app. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
A clean, quiet, white sandy beach, which is not much touched by infrastructure development, is often the choice of tourists to get away from the hustle and bustle of the city. One of the beaches in the city of Pacitan, which also has extraordinary charms, is Kali Uluh Beach, located in Klesem Village, Kebon Agung District, Pacitan East Java. This beach is only approximately 35 kilometers from Pacitan City. The view presented by Kali Uluh Beach will really make you feel relaxed. The row of green coconut trees that are characteristics of this white sandy beach look so beautiful. The clean and blue sea water will make you impatient to swim or just play in the water. Big waves, coral and coral rocks are the features of this beach on the east side of Pacitan City. On this Kali Uluh Beach, you can also enjoy a beautiful waterfall, which is usually used by tourists to rinse after playing on the beach. The fresh water flows directly from a hill close by. To get to Kali Uluh Beach, land transportation is the only way. You can use a private or rented vehicles, but you have to be careful because beside the roads around the beach that go up and down with steep cliffs, there are also several roads or several parts of the roads that are not very smooth. But even though the trip to Kali Uluh Beach makes you a little tired maybe, everything will pay off after you enjoy the beauty of Kali Uluh Beach in Pacitan. If you have plans to take a vacation to Kali Uluh Pacitan Beach, there are a number of things that must be considered so that your vacation is comfortable and enjoyable. For example, check the vehicle before using it so that there are no problems on the road. Bring personal equipment, don't swim too far from the beach. If you have a hobby of surfing, you should first get permission from the lifeguard. And the most important thing is not to litter, especially around the beach. If you haven't found a place to go on vacation, maybe Kali Uluh Beach can be your destination. That was Indonesian Wonder today. I'll be back tomorrow with a different topic.
Before we end our listeners' mailbag, I will read an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. Thank you for your email on our broadcast. Your request will be delivered to our management. Thank you so much. Meanwhile, here is a special song for you. Enjoy!
Ku ingin tahu, kalau kau mau, ku ingin kita mau, hentikan itu sebelum terlambat, jadi masalah baru. Tanpa terbuang, ganggu selalu. Ku memang harus begini, menjaga kebaikan bumi. Bila kau mati, bisa selalu terulang kembali. Jadilah engkau terus menerus baru. Tanpa meragu, hidup selalu. Ku memang harus begini, menjaga kebaikan bumi. Oh, du du du, du 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 du. Menjaga kebaikan bumi.
Aku kita.
You just listened to the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we will present you Miscellany.
Alkan Abdillah Hidayat, a grade 7 student at Cikal Lebak Bulus Middle School, won a bronze medal in the International Youth Robotic Competition, or IYRC Korea, against 22 countries, which was held in September 2022. Alkan made Indonesia proud for his robotic work called Macular, which was inspired by Indonesia's identity as an agriculture country. Making the Moleculary Robot is dedicated to loosening the soil, applying fertilizer and bactericidal, which functions to treat bacterial and fungal pests on plants. Not only is the medal a source of pride for his achievements, Alkan is an inclusive education student due to dyslexia, dyscalculia, and dyspraxia. This achievement proves that there are no limitations for children with special needs to achieve their dreams. Alkan said he started learning coding and also liked mathematics since elementary school. In fact, since then, he has often participated in various robotic competitions at the national and international levels and won many medals. Alkan revealed that he needed 2 months to prepare for the competition against 22 countries. The idea for Moleculary Robot was inspired by Indonesia's identity as an agriculture country. However, it was still lacking in the use of technology. There are 3 functions of the Moleculary Robot itself, namely loosening the soil, giving fertilizer, and spraying bactericides. The challenge of making this robot, he said, was when working on coding, finding out and consulting with his mentor, and then continuing to try to create a form of robot that can match the coding and so that the robot can work properly as desired. That was Miscellany today.
Voice of Indonesia.
And I just need you to know I could validate.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a song from an Indonesian male singer, Ryan Pono. Rayendi Rohipono, or better known as Ryan Pono, is an Indonesian singer, songwriter, producer, and vocal director. Ryan Pono first entered the Indonesian music industry as a member of the duo Pasto. In 2012, Ryan Pono started his career as a soloist, exploring R&B and soul music. Welcoming 2023, Ryan released the single Puncak Asmara, which was popularized by the Indonesian legendary musician who inspired him most in his work, namely the late Uta Likumahua. In this song, Ryan collaborates with rapper Saikoji. In this latest version, the music arrangement takes the elements of contemporary R&B and hip-hop soul, which shows more the joy in the lyrics of the song Puncak Asmara, which in English means Peak of Love. Well, listener, here is the song Puncak Asmara by Ryan Pono featuring Saikoji. Enjoy!
Walaupun macet ke puncak, dapatkan tanjakan rasakan sampai ke pundak. Walau banyak halangannya, jalanan rusak, beta kasih kontan lunas, seng ada nunggak. Coba, rasa satu kali baru jadi nona, pasang lagu pasti mau lagi. Kas tinggal kamu orang semua, makan asap kosong, gas terus remblong sampai plong. Hey, sampai di puncak, semua dapat lihat siapa main-main, siapa punya niat. Pertahankan posisi, beta paling lihat. Laki-laki pejuang, itu beta punya sifat. Hey, nobody can do it like I do, can only do it for somebody like you. Nona ale ayu, ini bukan rayu. Kamu orang lain mundur, beta maju terus laju.
Apalah dayaku, tak lama pun ku Asmara.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Indonesia.
Jalani hidup tanpa cinta.
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening to our English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 kHz and 4750 kHz, voinews.id and RRI Play Go mobile app. If you have any suggestion and criticism, do send us through Facebook fanpage The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @VOI_official or tweet us at @VOIIndonesia. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at @VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. That's a wrap, listeners. Today's program from Voice of Indonesia of the English section. I'll see you in the next edition from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.